Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, and I'm always glad to tell you that Joel Barker is back. And Joel is a great friend of ours, one of the guys that I've admired for many years, long before I actually knew him in person, and last several years, we're glad to say 5 or so years, he's been a great member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top futurists on the planet of our age. And he's the author of 5 Regions of the Future, also Future Edge. He's taught us about paradigms. His new film, he's also a filmmaker. His new film is called Innovation at the Verge. And he's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show. You there, Joel?
Here Jim, we go. Can you hear me?
There you go. I got you now. Thanks, Joel. Thanks for hanging out with me. We just do that to shake you up a little bit, Joel. Hey, Joel, one of the big things in the news right now is it's not so much the United States. I think the Americans are kind of, it's just like an interesting thing, that news story. It doesn't really, we don't think about it being, you know, this current situation having been a problem for the United States. And that is this E. coli situation over in Europe.
Yeah,
but we've had this here in the United States. We've had it in the almost every year for the last several years, haven't we?
Yeah, but a different version.
All right.
What's interesting about this one is this is much more infectious and it's much more dangerous.
The European thing that they're having over there now is worse than what we've had over here.
Oh yeah, it's killing people.
Well, we've had people to die from over here too.
Not like this.
Okay.
This is a really virulent aspect. And the other thing is it infects easily. And our E. coli, you have to eat it over here to get it. This is,
yeah.
You can get it on your hands.
What?
Get it, yes.
That is worse.
It is worse.
No, and this the kind we've had, you've had to ingest.
Exactly. This one, you can get it on your hands, get it up on your face, and actually start picking it up. So it's everything I've read about it is a substantially nastier E. coli than we've dealt with
Where's
before.
It coming from?
Well, they found it this morning on the news. They said it's the sprouts.
The bean sprouts.
Farm with the sprouts on it. And so it shows us two things. Number one, this need for constant vigilance because Mother Nature is always mutating. So you've got to have a system for doing that. And every once in a while, you know, you hear some of these people saying, oh, we have too many regulations. Well, this is one place we need the regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Food is a place where you really
no,
have
I agree
to
with that. I completely agree with that. You know me. I always look at regulations with a jaundiced eye. But I don't think that regulations should be abolished. And I do think that having wholesome, healthy food is one of the ways that regulations are important.
Exactly. And then the other thing. I mean, this is what's good from the bad. Is this starts to demonstrate to us that we need to, in fact, have another round of innovation for food sanitation and food protection. And there's a new bit of research using ultraviolet rays instead of pasteurization on food, because ultraviolet rays actually kill more pathogens than pasteurization.
Well, of course, now vegetables aren't pasteurized, though.
No, they aren't, but it's part of the new how do we, in fact, the answer for the vegetables is radiation.
Right.
And now just think about this. Think what's happening.
So won't UV work for that?
No, this is that. You actually have to use.
So you're saying UV for dairy and radiation for vegetables.
Yep. Yes. And what I hear, so I was going to say, think about how we feel about radiation right now, given what's happening in Japan. And then
right.
All of a sudden somebody is saying, if we want to avoid this E. coli outbreak completely, if we use gamma ray irradiation, and there are systems like that are being used all over the world for vegetables right now, but just not prolific.
Are they financially acceptable? Are they prohibitive? Are they too expensive?
Oh no, they're actually they do just the opposite. They make your, for instance, strawberries irradiated last much longer.
Huh.
So you actually extend.
Is there residual radiation when you radiate a vegetable?
No, there isn't, though. Some people point out that at the very small molecular level, some of the chemicals in the plant are slightly changed. But a lot of things do that. So it's not like it's a big worry or a big thing, but it's something that people point out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had the choice between getting this E. coli and having an irradiated sprout, I'd take
irradiated sprout
every time.
Why don't I just not eat sprouts?
Well, I've asked that. But that could start really narrowing. Yeah,
I don't eat raw sprouts. The only time I eat sprouts is when I cook Chinese.
Yeah,
and I actually cook my sprouts though. I'm gonna come back to this, folks. Joel's got more to talk about this, especially on the opportunity side, and we're gonna cover this and some other issues that are coming at us from the future after these messages. 20 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.